Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
You know, the Team USA right now, you know, they're kind of prepping. They're getting ready for the Olympics, right?
Mm-hmm. Canada-USA play tonight.
Yeah, they do, actually.
At 10, yeah.
I mean, I think it's unfortunate that they're not letting Wiggins, you know, compete, but...
Yeah.
You know, but the big story that came out today is that Kawhi Leonard, you know, he had to, you know, step away from the team, and he's withdrawing from the Olympics. You know,
yeah, I've seen some funny memes. If I send you this picture, it means I'm not coming.
So, you know, what do you make it like? So what do you make of that? And then mm-hmm. how do you assess the situation regarding Kawhi Leonard and the future of his playing career?
I mean, Kawhi. Again, I think Stephen A. spoke about it too. I mean, Stephen A. had his little gripe with Kawhi back in the day as well, just in terms of his load management and if he really cares, and then almost harping on the idea that he should retire. But again, I think Kawhi, he's just one of those players where he's really going through the motions, and he had a lot of early success in his career, right? Being a part of the Spurs organization, winning with the Spurs, and then coming to Toronto and winning as the guy. There's not so much you could take from him, right, in his early success. Now we're seeing him at the tail end, and his decision-making is very selfish, but, like, not so much in a way where, like, he doesn't care. Like, it's almost like he cares about himself mentally, physically. Like, he's gonna make sure that, like, he's healthy, and if there's any like indication that I don't feel right, or my knee, or this or that, he's just I'm not playing through it. Like, because what's the reason? Like, why should I force myself to go over and beyond when it just won't matter that much, you know what I mean? Personally, to me, I think he's more so focus on it, on his family or whatever he has going on. We don't really know because he's very private. And we'll never really know his intentions, but it just seems like he cares about what Marshawn Lynch said, like, you know, his chickens, you know, and he's going to make sure that he protects that. So I think Kawhi, like, you know, it is what it is. Kawhi, I'll never say anything really bad about that guy. And these things are going to happen, you know. He's going to just say, no, I'm out. Or he's going to, you know, have an injury and leave a playoff game or playoff series. Or, you know, when things don't align for him, you know, he's just not going to just force it. So it is what it is. But in terms of the USA roster, I think it's interesting, right? I'm not sure if you saw Jaylen Brown's tweet today,
Yes, it
because
was
we
funny.
saw that Kawhi Leonard was then replaced with Derek White, right? So we have three Celtics on the roster: Jason Tatum, Derek White, and Jrue Holiday, and the Eastern Conference MVP and the Finals MVP from the Celtics roster is the one that gets snubbed. Now, USA Basketball is sponsored by Nike, correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
Right. Kyrie, Jaylen Brown, two individuals that have some conflict with Nike in recent years, we see that they haven't been selected, right? And then we see Jaylen Brown's tweets with the eye emojis, and then I believe he also tagged Nike and said, "What's going on here?" So again, it's a business. Clearly, this game of basketball is a business, and if the business doesn't align, they're choosing the business over whatever is best for the team or whatever the case may be. Winning is one thing, but money is more important than winning, clearly, right? And protecting their brand.
Yeah, like, is it business or is it politics? Right. And I think
True.
sometimes,
Goes hand in hand,
yeah, and I think sometimes these guys, they muddy those waters, right? Where they try to mix the politics in with the business, right? I mean, off the top of your head, Derek White, Jaylen Brown, who's the bigger name?
Jaylen Brown.
So business-wise, wouldn't it make sense to have him there? But the
Right.
politics of it is that, he did have that tweet where he's like, since when did Nike ever care about ethics, right? Which now puts Nike on the defensive, where now they have to, it could potentially, a guy of that caliber making that statement, that could potentially become a PR disaster for them, right? So now we're mixing in, now that that's where the politics kicks in, right? And then, of course, Kyrie got dropped, right? And then he signed with Anta, I believe, right? So he's not a Nike-sponsored athlete any longer. So the politics now kicks in, right? And I think, I do find it funny that Kawhi Leonard became Stephen A. Smith's new punching bag. And I personally believe it has nothing to do with basketball, why he's doing it. I spoke about this before, the quiet black man syndrome, right? Kawhi Leonard's a quiet black guy. And from if you
I
look at
remember
and
this.
if you look at how he handled the 2019 free agency, he handled it very like in a very clever manner, right? He had all of these guys talking, my sources, my sources, my sources, and in the end, all of them are wrong. And I have to give credit where credit's due. There's only two people in mainstream sports media that predicted what he was going to do, Skip Bayless and Jason Whitlock. They're the only two ones that said, to be honest, I think the Clippers are the team that he's going to go to. And I think the reason why they did that is because they were just kind of looking at it factually, and they're looking at it strategically rather than looking at it from a fan perspective or trying to push their agenda of being an insider, right? So he made a lot of the people in the media look bad because they're talking about, oh, my source, and everyone became a Kawhi Leonard insider and expert. In the end, they were all wrong. So I think Stephen A. Smith, I think he has some kind of resentment and hostility that A, this guy is quiet, he doesn't say much, right? And number
Doesn't give
two,
him much to talk about.
yeah, and he doesn't give me access, right? He doesn't, I'm not in the loop, I'm not in the know, I don't have that direct connection into his inner circle, right? So this is his way of kind of saying, like, give me some attention, work with me. But obviously he's not gonna
He's trying to
beg
poke the
for it.
bear. Poke the
Yeah, so
bear
what's
right
he gonna
there.
do? He's gonna troll this guy and he's gonna start saying all of these outlandish things about him to try to get Kawhi to want to play ball. That's I think that's really what's happening here, right? So when he talks about Kawhi, I'm not really surprised because I know he fits a certain mold that makes people uncomfortable, right? And having said all that, I think I'm really on the fence with him because the thing is, yes, he's an injury-prone guy, and I do believe that he has a knee disorder where his knees are kind of like degenerative, right? Where they can't hold up long stretches of time. But at the same time, I think the fact that he had early success in his career, I think has kind of been a saving grace for him because he's
100%,
won two rings and he's won two finals MVP. So it's not a matter of what could he have been. It's a matter of could he have been greater than what we've seen, right? So he doesn't really go into that, Derrick Rose, Tracy McGrady, Brandon Roy, what he could have been scenario. But at the same time, we didn't see a long stretch of time where we got to see his greatness over a prolonged period of time to
Yeah,
see
it was
if he
always
was
short
moved up,
stints.
right? Now, here's where I'm on the fence with him, right? Because I get what you're saying about like, it looks like he's just kind of collecting checks and going through the motion, right? And at the same time, if you have an organization that's still willing to pay you this amount of money, why would you turn that down? Like, why
Simple as
would he
that,
turn
yeah.
that down? Like, he has bills to pay, he has to eat too, right? I mean, and you could say, okay, well, it's the integrity of it. Okay, so let's look at the other Los Angeles team. Where is their integrity? But it's the business. So he's taking advantage of the business side of things, right? So I don't mind that. From that perspective, I don't mind, right? But at the same time, where I also get where he's coming from too is if you look at the way the Celtics treated Isaiah Thomas, bro, right? Look at what they did. Like he was in line to get damn near close to a max contract, if not a max contract, right? But then look how they treated him, and his career has never been the same since. Right? So organizations will be willing to show you what your value is, and they have no problem in doing so. So I can't really knock him. If a team is willing to pay you this and you're willing to do that, then why not? Right? But from a basketball purist, I get it. People want to see more. They want to see him have that gladiator warrior mentality, right? And I think he has that to a degree. I mean, you don't just wake up and accidentally win two rings and two finals MVP. He has that in him. If the guy's knee is like, if the guy's knee is going, it's going. Like, there's only so much you can
What
do.
can you do
But
about that?
the only thing I hold against him though is that he never should have even considered Team USA. That's where I think he's wrong.
True, because
The
it
fact
didn't really make sense for a guy
he
like
didn't.
Kawhi. You know what I mean? You're coming off a season where you didn't finish the season, right? And now you're gonna play extra games with Team USA over the summer. Which we may be a setback for you starting the season healthy. So I feel like I don't know what realization he had, but he finally came to the realization that, like, wait, what am I doing? You know what I mean? I guess it took him to training camp and a few practices and a practice game against the younger USA players. But yeah, it never made sense to him. To me, him being on that roster, he w really doesn't mix with anyone on that roster right now, anyways. So he almost seems like a misfit on that roster, right? He feels like it seems like one, he wouldn't get much playing time. At the end of the day, they'll play some of the younger players more, say, or where does he fit, right? Where you get to see guys like LeBron try to really dominate the ball and KD and stuff like that. So for Kawhi, like, being a role player and just being like like he used to be on the Spurs, that's the kind of role he would play on this team. I just don't think it made sense to him for him to put those extra mileage on his knees just to get an extra warm up for the season. Like maybe initially he had the idea of, oh, it'd be cool. Maybe I'm not sure. Has he ever been on the Olympic team? No, right?
I don't think so, no.
Played for them? No, right? So this
I
probably
don't
was
believe
his
so.
first opportunity to say, yeah, I never really seen Kawhi on the roster, so I feel like this is his first opportunity to be like, oh, let me give it a go to Paris, it might be cool, whatever the case may be. But then he woke up.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of like a slap in the face of the organization too, because we were in a playoff series, and then you were hurt. And
100%.
you were hurt, and then you couldn't go. We didn't pressure you or try to, coerce you through the media to try to get you to come back and play, like what the Spurs did. We respected that. We let you sit out, right? But then now, and we're paying you, right? The Clippers are paying you at the end of the day. But then now you're going to go play for the Olympics, an unpaid opportunity, risk injury, right? For a team that doesn't really need you. Like Kawhi is a good to have, but they don't need him to win gold.
No,
But it's
but they
certainly great to
replaced him
have.
with Derek White.
Yeah. But it's like you're great to have on the team, but we don't need you there. And then you're not getting paid to be there. So now we're just going to let you go and play. So it's kind of like a slap in the face, right? And then another thing to kind of add to that too is like, so when I saw that the players were arriving, sometimes when you're scrolling through Twitter, you see a video and you only see a part of the video and you have to click it to expand it. So I seen him walking in and then it looks like he's holding something. I'm like, is this dude, like, does this dude have a cane? Like, what's going on? I just him walk with a little limp. It looks like he had a cane. So then I expanded on the video. I see, okay, he's holding his luggage bag, but it almost kind of looked like he was holding his luggage bag for support in a way. Like if I find it, I'll send it to you so you can see. I don't know if you came across it yourself. But it almost looked like he had a limp. And some people were saying, oh, that's just how he walks. But that didn't look like a
Can
normal
walk.
walk to me, right? That looked like he was kind of using it for support, especially the way he was holding it. It looked kind of off. So I'm like, okay, that's kind of odd. Like, didn't this guy just have an injury a couple of months ago? Now you're gonna go to the Olympics? Like, can you even hold up and do that? So then when I saw the news today, I'm like, yeah, he should not have even been there, to be honest. Like, you should be spending the off season resting, rehabbing, getting yourself right to at least try to aim to play at least maybe 60 to 65 games next season. So, I mean, it's good. I think the Clippers had a lot to do with it too, right?
Probably.
I think the Clippers pushed a lot. And I think they're like, hey, you can't go out there. And I think he was also medically advised it's probably best if you sit this one out. And then I think eventually, I think he kind of saw the bigger picture and he agreed to step down.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, again, it'll be interesting to see, I mean, I think they're favorites, of course. Luckily, they got the easy group. Surprise, surprise. But I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully, it aligns where we can get a nice Canada USA matchup because I really want to see those two go head to head. Of course, it'll be interesting to see France with Wemby, see what impact he can have. And I believe Greece ended up making it as well. So Giannis will be involved, but so we'll have a lot of star power. But it'll be interesting. Again, they'll be the favorites. It'll be interesting to see how they mesh, because that's another thing. Like they always have trouble trying to mesh with so much star power. So we'll
Yeah,
see.
and to be honest,
driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.